Father, this is to start the week of Monday, the 25th of August. Lord, in Jesus' name, we dedicate this week, this whole day, and everything concerning all of it, Lord, to you. Right now, we turn our hearts and incline our hearts to you in heaven, to everything that you have to say to us, that we would be diligent to do what you have to say to us, Lord, that we would be obedient children, that we would be compliant to your will, that everything that you say to us, Lord, we would respond to, that we would agree with you, Lord, that we would be in agreement with your word, that everything that you say in your word that's a promise to us, Lord, we would agree to it. We would receive it. That we would stand on those promises, no matter what the thoughts of our hearts have said in the past, Lord, we turn our hearts toward you right now. And we say, yes, Lord, all the promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus Christ. So, Father, we take from the devil and everything all of his angels have done to disrupt our lives and to turn them upside down. Lord, we set them aright. We turn them aright by faith in you, Lord. We will walk that out, Lord. We will make it happen because you are in us and with us and for us. And Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, we take possession of that which you have promised us by faith. Right now, Lord, we receive that which you have promised us, which is superabundance. We receive that by faith, not by our own works, not by our own minds, not by our own intellects and manipulations of life, but by the faith that you are able to make it come to pass for us. That you are able to lead us and guide us and direct us in the way that will bring us to prosper and to do well and to excel in all things, Lord. And Lord, we claim your mind. We have the mind of Christ, your word says. So we claim your thoughts. We claim your understanding and your wisdom. And Lord, we ask you for your wisdom. And you say that you will give it to us without measure. Lord, that you will pour it out abundantly upon us. So we ask you for wisdom in all things, that we would know how to conduct ourselves in this life, that we would know how to navigate everything that we face during our days. Lord, we believe that you are able to guide us and lead us. It's not just a matter of asking you to do it. We believe you are not only able, but that you are doing it, Lord. So, Father, we take possession of that too, by faith in Jesus Christ alone. And Lord, everything that we do in our bodies and say in our hearts and in our minds, we agree with your word, Lord. We choose to, Lord. So in Jesus Christ's name, we dedicate the fruit of our lips and the fruit of our lives to you today. And we ask, Lord, that you would make it good fruit. Lord, you said that if we abide in you, that we would bear much fruit. So, Lord, we're expecting good fruit, that we will bear much good fruit this day and always. And we pray it all in the mighty and holy name of Jesus Christ. We dedicate ourselves to serve you today in Jesus Christ's name. So let it be. Amen and amen.